limless klal, anything that just sometimes you count and seldom singly. The goyin litroyi shoktias shiroi bnei yodim ain merchem minyan. Most people do not sell these bundles of wheat separately. El dos nice and bigger. You press them together and make an eagle, Rashi says, and you sell the eagle, right, the cake of it. But sometimes it's sold separately. So this time, even though things are just sometimes sold separately, is also called the davar chashuv. It's also not bottle. Tehnami. Our Mishnah goes according to this Tana. I will soon bring down this Tana. So it's the Mishnah in Trumais that Eel's Litrois is not bottle. So according to that Tana, anything that just sometimes is a davar chashuv, sometimes it's sold separately, sometimes you don't sell it by the bunch, you sell them singly, that's called a davar chashuv. So according to that, it's not bottle. Tehnami. Our Tana, the Mishnah, according to this Teretz, is not Rabbi Meir, is not Chachamim, for it's this new Tana of Tana Kitzios. Like we'll soon see, Mishnah will continue on the next tape, we'll continue on. But on the next Gemara, we'll see clearly what this Tana holds. A Kofarim, that's as you said, that these things are not bottle. See, for that's Tana Mishnah, that is sure is not bottle.
Alright,
we'll continue on the next daf on the other side. So just wait, let the tape go to the end. When the tape comes to the end, then turn over. You're up to Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, we're in the middle of the Shailah. Then what is the Pshat in our Mishnah that says when this one Sharon Yisko gets mixed up into a hundred of Kabonis, it's not bottle bread? The question is why? So you had a question. If you learn Kol Shadak Elimnes Mekadish, it's very good. Then anything that sometimes you count, it's not bottle, it's called a Dabar Choshev. So animals also, sometimes you sell it by count. But then the question was, according to the other Shita, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he said the Girsa should be Es Shadak Lim Nishaninu, things that are always only sold singly. So Somash Megmorz Namigon Behemoth are not always sold singly. So the question was then, why isn't Bottle Rive? The last answer we had was that Amar Apop on the bottom of Ayin Beis and Abeis, the last line was Amar Apop Hai Tana. I said the Tana of our Mishnah is like the Tana Tonad Litroi Kitzias, of a litra that's an amount of Kitzias, dried out figs. And the Yomakos, this Tana says that Kol Dover, anything, Sheyesh by Minyan, anything that even sometimes it's sold by a Minyan, by an account, is Afilu B'Rabbonim, even though the Yisra is only Yosem B'Rabbonim, like here Kitzias, the Shalab Truma is only B'Rabbonim, of figs, and still he holds is not bottle brave, lead bottle. And because from the rice, for sure, this Tana will hold, like in our Mishnah, where Shohan Yisko gets mixed up with Shvorim that are Karbonis, that for sure will not be bottle, since there the Yis is the rice, for sure it's not bottle brave. And Rashi says that Filum of the Rabbonis, it means that maybe the Yisum of the Rabbonis going Truma is Ketias, the Truma that you have to take off from figs is only with Rabbonim. Still it's not bottle, since sometimes you sell it singly. So therefore for sure in our Mishnah that the Kabonis also would not be bottle. Now what does this Tana hold? What does he say? The Tana will have like this. Litra Kitzias. If you have a litra and the measurement, let's say a pound full of dried out figs, Shadorso al P eagle, that was pressed down on top of an eagle. Like on top of a round jar, you have some figs that was pressed down there on top of a round jaw. Al pi eagle. Now, the any day a biazel eagle dorso, you do not know upon which jaw did you press these down. But let's say you had some litra kitsiyos of truma, and you pressed it down now on top of a jaw that had chulin in there ready. Rashi says litra kitsiyos means mishka litra sheltenim yveshos shel truma. You have this pound of dried out figs of truma. Shekitzam v'yizmi, you cut it off with a knife. The kli, that's the name of it. Now, Shadosha Pigu, as she says, Shem kli is the name of this jar. Ogle is round. Vadosam bok tzios, midbokim boy. Vizu v'nasan eagle kain gavina. It gets into like a big piece of cheese. So kids used to press down the figs till it comes out like one big piece of cheese. So did now we press down these figs of Truma. Our P, Rashi means, Dafka noka chenilas yanayim. Only on the top of the jar. Not that he pressed it down in the middle or in the bottom of the jar, but it was only our P eagle. Now the Yen Yedei Beis Ligdos, he does not know upon which one he has a few of them there. Whereas the same thing, Apichovius, let's say he pushed down these figs on top of a barrel. But the Yen Yedei Beis Ligdos, so he does not know on top of which barrel that he pressed down these figs of Truma. And the other barrels were full of figs of Chulin. So the question is, which barrel is also, which barrel do I have to be afraid? Maybe there's some Truma here. Whereas Apichivers, he pressed down on top of a beehive. The Yenya Deya Beyes the Kiveros also. If he does not know on top of which beehive, he pressed it down. So the question is it both a beehive or not? So Rabbi Meir Omer Meir says that Rabbi Meir the Machlokes says like this, that Rabbi Elezer Omer Elezer holds Royin Esel Yoinois Kiluhein Prudois. We have to look as if the top parts of all these barrels, of all these jars, of all these Kiveros are separated. And the bottom part of the barrels is malam, is mavata, helps to make good to brave, and the top part of the barrel, that's what your blessing holds. In other words, we're talking about in a case that you do not have 100 barrels here. They say that all the tops, like it's one big suffix now, on which top of which barrel is the truma. So you know, some of the truma's bottle, chad b'meyah, 1 in 100. Say the chiddush is even though the tops of the barrel is not 100 times, is not 100 against it, still, Reb Meir learns in Reb Lezer, you could go to Kulo, that even the bottom part of the barrels are also mitar from the Suffolk. So long as you have 100 times the amount of Ktzias of Truma here, you have 100 times the amount of that in Chulin, he holds us all but the Barayv. That's what Reb Lezer holds. Reb Yeshua, Reb Yeshua says no. Im Yesh Meyapum Im Yalu. If you have 100 barrels here, if you have 100 jars here, so in the 100 tops of them, each one like is part of the Suffolk, so you have 100 against the one jar of Truma, so that's when it's bottle brave. But v'yimlav, if you do not have 100 jars here, 100 tops here, then ha'puma masurim, and all these jars that you have here, it's all one big Suffolk, which jar really has the Truma, so all the tops of all the jars are all sasurim, v'yashalayim utorim, but the bottom of all the jars, they're muta. Since the bottoms are for sure not part of the Suffolk is only on top, not on the bottom. Therefore, the bottoms are mutarim. That's where Rabbi Meir learns the machlekes between Reb Lez and Reb Yeshua. Now, Rabbi Yehuda learns different shan the machlekes between Reb Lez and Reb Yeshua. Reb Yehuda says like this: that Reb Yehuda says that Reb Lez used to say, "Im yesham kufumim yalu." He holds, no, you do not include the bottom part in the Suffolk. You only include the tops. See if you have 101 jars here. So only one jar, one top of it is Truma. The other 100 is Chulin, therefore be bought the brave. Im yesham kuf pumim, if you have 100 tops, is Yalu. Then it's bought the brave. V'yimlav, if you do not have 100 tops here, then the locker is ha-pumim asurim. All the top part of the jars are ulasa, because that's where the Suffolk, maybe some Trumas here. But the bottom part of the jars, they're all muta. They're not part of the Suffolk. For sure, they're not truma. They're all muta. Now, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Afilu yeshom shalosh meyas pumim." Even if you have 300 pumim, even if you have 300 tops, like you have 300 different jars here, so all the tops of the jars are in the Suffolk. So really, you have more than 100 times the amount of truma that's here. Still, Rabbi Yeshua says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that layalu, that no, it's not bottle. They're all also layalu. Rashi explains why not. Because Rabbi Yeshua's svara is the kol shadaka limnois le bottle. Anything that sometimes you sell separately, it's not bottle brave. They're also these dates, these figs, since sometimes they're sold separately, they're not bottle brave. Even though a lot of times it's sold together in the bunch. So that's the rare that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, the way Rabbi Yehuda learns the Machlokes. That according to Rabbi Yeshua, Afiliyeshem Shalosh Meyos, still it's not bottle. Now, what's going to be Dor Sebigel? Again, you have this litra, this pound of dates, of figs, of Truma, that you pushed into an eagle, into a jar, but V'enyadei B'yetamokim B'eagle Dorso. You do not know where in the jar did you push it down. Not that you just put it on top of the jar, but you pressed it down into the jar, and you're not sure how far down to which part of the jar. You're not sure Did you press on the north side or on the south side of the jar? In such a case, divrei hakoyalu, everybody agrees that accurate is bottom. So Rashi says why? Rashi says, hoyo v'leisel yisur b'yenai. Since the isur is not done, you don't see it. She nidras v'nidbak b'yacheres. It got stuck onto the other ones. Melamala mamat mafadana mesad. Enkan dovash v'minyin klal. It's not considered you have a dovash v'minyin here. It's this time when the figs are on top of the jar, so you could see the figs. So one of those figs are truma. Since you could see it, it's still considered a dovash v'minyin. It's called a dovash v'minyin. Mashiach, you can hear that you pressed it down, that you cannot see the figs anymore. They got mushed, like pressed down into the rest of the jar. That's not nicky. You can't see where they are. Therefore, as she says, it's not even called a davish of a minyan cloud, and therefore it's bottom right. So, according to the Mishnah, goes according to Yeshua that anything that sometimes is sold by count is not bottom right. Therefore, animals sometimes you sell it singly. Therefore, it's not bottom right. Ravashi says like this. Tapshan our Mishnah is Afilu Taimer Rabbanon. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbanon, that what's called a Dovah Choshev, only the six special things, only things that are always sold separately. The things that animals that sometimes you sell by the bunch, it's not called a Dovah Choshev. Still, our Mishnah will come out good. You know why? Because there's a new Svara that Afilu Taimer Rabbanon Balei Chayim Chashivi Filei Batli. There's a new svara, not because it's a davish of a minyan, not because animals are sold separately, but stam, the fact that it's a balchai. Anything that's a balchai, that's alive, that in itself has a davar chashivis to it. That the svara is balechayim chashivi. Filei batli, akol ponim ed rabbonin, an animal is not bottle. Sat shana mishnah, that when the one animal, the one sharnisko, gets mixed into the other animals, they're all, it's all, that's not bottle brave. Because of a chumer midrabbanin that balei chayim are considered chashivi. Now the Gemara asks the question: so what's wrong still? One shor niskal got mixed up with 1,000. That's the korban oilis. So why do we say kula meisais v'nimshach? Let's draw out one v'nimshach chad. Rashi says nimshach chad minayu and v'nakriv chad minayu, and that one will be able to be makriv. Hashem of the Girsa. The Nimshav Chad Chad, Rashi says, Yitlen Echod Echod, take out one at a time. Ovechol Echod V'chad, name him Rubahu. There's a klal of, call the parish, Merubah parish. So Mora says, that's the Mora's question now. The Nimshav, well, you have this whole bunch here of 1,000 animals. So true, there's one Sharon Iskal there, but now let's pull out one at a time. And each one you pull out, that one should be kosher to use for carbon. And the Mora says, the name, let's say, call the parish, Merubah parish. Anything that came out from the rive. Let's say it came out from the rive, it should be muta. So Mora says, Nimshach, what kind of kashra is that? We have right to take out for the Gemara Hevelei Kavua. We can't pull them out. Right now, Rashi says, Mashma, Yikom, Echad, Echad, Mitei Chedor. Like the question that Havmin is, take out one shor from this bunch. So Mora says, that you can't do. Hevelei Yifle Kavua. Because the Maisi have this whole corral full of them here right now. It's Kabu of Yemid B'nayim. That this one Sharnisko is amongst these 1,000 Kabbonis here. And the Kaimlum is Sanhedrin, we hold in the Gemara Sanhedrin, from the Postagram of Yorivloi, throughout the Zorakev and the Goy, at the Klawas, the whole Kabuah, Kamach Samach Sadami. So since this animal